This is The Takeaway. I'm Femi OK.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Remember what you had for dinner last night?
Vaguely.
Yeah? Well,
oh, yes,
yeah.
I remember. Yes.
Oh, sorry. So look at the plate.
Okay.
Think of the plate. Let's imagine all the food you had for dinner starred in a movie, okay? Okay, so you've got the steak, lean, dark, and juicy. Obviously,
right.
The romantic hero. Okay.
Yes.
Chicken, stuffed and dressed outlandishly. Comic relief. Okay. There'd be the helpful green salad,
got
fresh
that.
And helpful.
Yes.
Tall glass of cold milk. Call her the ingenue. Yes.
Beautiful.
The tofu, the shape-shifting villain willing to take on multiple forms.
Uh-oh.
But there would be nothing in the credits for that humblest of dairy food, buttermilk. Except there is a real film about buttermilk.
You're kidding me.
Buttermilk is the star of this movie. As part of the Food Film Festival here in New York City, buttermilk was the star.
I try to drink it every day, a little bit, yeah. My dad's convinced me that it's going to make me prettier, so I'm trying. Also bathe in it, too.
Colleen Cruz bathes in buttermilk, bathes, in fact, in daddy's buttermilk. Joining us now is Earl Cruz, farmer at the Cruz Family Dairy Farm in Knoxville, Tennessee, the subject of the documentary on buttermilk that was showcased at the New York City Food Film Festival. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
I'm looking at a bottle of your star buttermilk right here in front of me, and I'm about to taste it. First of all, why are you so in love with buttermilk? And if I were to cast buttermilk in a movie, would buttermilk be the hero?
Well, I think so. The reason I'm in love with buttermilk, it's in love with me. It does so much for me and everyone that consumes it. Of course, you know, there's a big difference in buttermilk. But, you know, the real value, I think, of buttermilk is the probiotics, and which can be consumed in plain yogurt in different ways. But,
now let's talk about that for a minute. The probiotics means there are living organisms in this buttermilk, and I'm opening the bottle, not yet,
right.
Smells like buttermilk. Now, for cooking purposes, the reason buttermilk is used in things like pancakes is because it has a high acid content, right?
Right, yeah. I guess they call it lactate acid, but that's what the acid is actually what thickens the milk.
Right. And when you make buttermilk, how do you do it? You make butter, and then the buttermilk is the waste? That's
well,
kind of a myth,
of all,
right?
First of all, you know, down here we pasteurize it, and then we add the culture back. And then we churn the milk in order to have the butter to produce the flavor. You know, the churned buttermilk is much more pleasant to consume.
All right. Well, let's listen to one of the people that we got tasting your buttermilk when you were here in New York just a few days ago.
I genuinely like it. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I like it. To me, it tastes like a drinkable yogurt, like a sweet vanilla kind of yogurt.
So why does buttermilk get such a bad rap and never makes it to the food credits?
Well, you know, a lot of people are not familiar with buttermilk, and they probably had experience with buttermilk that wasn't quite as tasty as mine, I would presume.
Well, I'm about to taste the, let's have the movie theme, Gone with Wind, okay? I'm about to taste the buttermilk, Earl.
Okay, very
are
good.
Are you a little nervous here?
Well, not really. I think you'll enjoy it.
You think I'm going to enjoy it?
Sure.
Nice and cold. Does taste like yogurt. Earl, that is great stuff.
Thank you very much.
Any recommendations of what I should use it for?
Well, yeah, I think you maybe start consuming about a glass a day of it and see if it changes your life in any way.
Well, as I always say, Earl, tomorrow is another day. Earl Cruz, farmer at the Cruz Family Dairy Farm in Knoxville, Tennessee, star of the Buttermilk documentary, which premiered at the New York City Food Film Festival. Thanks, Earl.